What's it take to get a tank full of gas in New York City? Huh? You got to be an Abraham Lincoln or a James Bond? Which are you, Bond or Lincoln? We'll talk about that in just a moment. But to the storm and the gasoline lines, the storm is over, but gasoline lines persist in the New York area. New rationing rules are going into effect today. The gas rule is imposed on most private cars. If you're not sure how it exactly works, motorists whose license plates end in an odd number or any letter or any other character will be able to buy gas only on odd-numbered days of the month. Drivers with even-numbered plates, zeros and even number, will be able to buy gas only on even-numbered dates. It's basically the same gas restrictions that went into effect in New Jersey almost immediately after Sandy's destruction was apparent. In effect, a small supply glitch, though, has produced a huge demand spike, with people driven by fear and greed to wait in enormously long lines to hoard gas or to create a black market of $20 a gallon gougers. Is this an energy crisis or economics 101? Christopher Knittel is a professor of energy economics at MIT's Sloan School of Management. Professor, which is it?
Well, it's a little of both. What often happens in times like this is that hoarding and the fear of shortages create shortages. In fact, it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy that if I think there's a shortage, I'm going to run out and buy as much as I can, and that, in fact, then creates the shortage.
How do you evaluate the entire system? I mean, is it a radically different system if most motorists have, say, a quarter of a tank in their tanks and don't think that's a big deal versus people who insist on having more than three quarters of a tank, otherwise they're freaking out?
Well, it's going to vary by individual, of course. I think the most important thing in times like this is to send the right signals to individuals, and as offensive as that might seem, that's often what you have to do, is allow prices to go up to send the signals to both consumers to conserve and to firms to speed up recovery efforts to get more supply in the chain.
So we're really dealing with a psychological issue as much as a supply issue, as far as you can see.
It can be, right. And again, if consumers think that there'll be political or social pressure to keep prices too low, then that also creates fears of shortages, and then that creates this hoarding by consumers and the black markets that you speak of.
How do you get rid of those black markets? I mean, once they're created and once there's an expectation that you have to wait in a line for 4 hours, that person's got a business.
Right. This sounds offensive, but the way to get rid of the black markets is to let the prices at the pump go up so that it disincentivizes those black markets. Policies such as tying whether you could buy gasoline to your license plate doesn't do that. What that means is if it's an odd day and I have an odd license plate, then I'm going to fill up as many canisters and tanks as I can and sell it in the black market.
All right. Christopher Knittel, thanks so much. Christopher Knittel is professor of energy economics at MIT's Sloan School of Management, talking about gas lines and demand spikes here in the wake of Sandy. We were talking about gas rationing on Twitter, and Jack Gillis, a listener from Florida, sent us some pictures of his World War II rationing book and ration stamps. You can see those, fascinating artifact, at thetakeaway.org. We're not far from those days.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.com. science.org.